Yeah, I thought I'd bring you up to date on a story I told 5 years ago, and that was the story of young Alex Betzold. He was a seventh grader in my town who had an unusual heart condition, went to sleep one night, the age of 13, didn't wake up the next morning, and died. And it threw a huge wrench into that family's life and our entire town. And I did a segment on it about a week later after the funeral for Alex and the candlelight vigil that was held for Alex. And I told you at the time it was the most spiritual thing outside of the birth of my kids and being at my dad's, you know, bedside and when he took his last couple of breaths. Because at the candlelight vigil, after these seventh graders who were friends of Alex spoke, and then his dad, Steve, took the microphone to talk, we saw a shooting star go over our heads, which was, I thought it was a flare gun. It was so bright. And it was an incredible thing to behold, without question. A few days after that, at the funeral, I told you about how his mom and dad spoke, which Gordon did an incredible job at his dad's funeral. You spoke at your mom's. I spoke at my mom's. That's a really tough thing to do when you're putting someone to rest. That's a very close family member. I could never imagine doing that for one of my kids. They both did, and it was two of the most eloquent, well-done eulogies I've ever heard. And here you would think that a town would try to gather around this family and make them feel better, but somehow they had this and still have this amazing ability to make others feel better. And so that was 5 years ago. And since then, we started the Shoot for the Stars Foundation, which I've told you a little bit about. We've had a spring fundraiser in Argyle where we have raised funds, and the idea was to someday build a basketball court in Alex's memory. And we completed that last year. It's a beautiful outdoor court back behind the school, and it has, six goals, and kids use it all the time. And that was the family's wish because Alex loved basketball. He was a basketball player. As I told you 5 years ago, Junior, he too had a Nerf hoop that he played daily. You know, he just loved basketball. His dream was to someday play in the NBA. And he was a really good basketball player. You know, like a lot of seventh graders, they figure, hey, I play basketball. Someday I'll play in the NBA. Bob Sturm always talks about that. That was his dream. Well, to show you what Alex meant to our town, that year in 2012, the high school, he was a seventh grader, but the high school retired his number 35. And, you know, Alex has been with us ever since. You know, these kids who went through that in seventh grade moved on and finished up junior high and have gone on to high school. And some of his friends have continued to play basketball. Well, this would have been Alex's senior year. And so his friends, the way I understand it, it was their idea. They went to the coach and said, we want to wear a patch on our jersey with Alex's number on it and remembrance of him. And the coach said, no problem, and off they go. And, you know, I had heard that the team was pretty good, and they started winning some games and did well in district, but they were not favored, say, to go to the state tournament. I didn't see them in the top 10 rankings. I certainly didn't see them in the top 5. They started climbing the area rankings and then became a ranked top 10 team. I think right around the time the playoffs started, they cracked the top 10. I think I have that right. So they get to the playoffs. They play a really good Wilmer Hutchins team and beat them narrowly, 50-47, really good Wilmer team that easily could have won the game, but Argyle pulled out a 3-point win. Then they beat Terrell, then they beat Dallas Carter, and then they beat Center in the regional semifinals this past weekend in Commerce, and then raced away from Paris in the regional championship game and secured a spot in the state tournament. So they're going to state. And this is not a story of, I think God is up there rooting for this team and Alex's teammates, but I am convinced that they are still inspired by him. And I'm convinced that they are, inspired by the Betzold family. I'm convinced of that. And, you know, they may get beat in the semifinals. They play Silsby, a good Silsby team, on Friday. And I think when these sports stories happen, they say, well, see, I guess, you know, it wasn't the Cinderella story. See, I think the story has already been completed because these kids have gone through that tragedy and have not forgotten their friend and have found that responsibility to where they felt it was important to wear a patch on their jersey, and they felt like it was important to cut a piece of the net and, you know, and give it to the family. They've already won, as far as I'm concerned. You know, whether or not I think the story would be, you know, the Cinderella story would be if they win the state championship, and they very may well. And I think they would be disappointed if they didn't. But to me, it's an incredible, heartwarming story watching these kids grow up and watching them go from that tragedy to now their senior year and to say, hey, he's still with us. And on their shirts, you know, I don't know if you've realized this sensation, but when high school teams, football, basketball, volleyball, name the sport, they go to the playoffs and the Booster Club will put together playoff shirts, you know, maybe a slogan on the front, put the team record on the back and the schedule and the roster. Well, the Argyle shirts on the roster on the back, they have Alex. He's part of the roster. And it's just really heartwarming to me how these kids, 5 years later, have not forgotten. And it's like he's still a part of the team. And it may sound really hokey to some people, but man, that to me is just amazing. And it's just a great sports story because it happens to involve a team. This could be in a number of walks of life, but this team, I think, is still so inspired by him that they do play and play really well.
When is the semifinal?
Friday.
Are you going?
Friday afternoon. Yeah, I think just about the whole town's going.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a make it the state. You've been to that before. The state high school tournament is such a great, great sporting event. But I'm just really happy for those kids because I don't, you know, they weren't picked to go to the state tournament. They certainly weren't picked for something like this when the season started, but they just kind of hung in there and kept playing and kept winning. And they're a really fun, from a sports perspective, they're a really fun team to watch. They're really, really good. They shoot the three. They defend really well. They pass really well. They share the basketball. They're just one of those teams that you can watch playing. Man, these kids are really well coached, and they know what they're doing. So there's that part of it, too, that they're really good. And obviously, this school has a lot of success. They won a lot in football and volleyball. The girls' team just won their third straight state title. And Alex's sisters have been a part of two of those teams. Claire won a title a couple of years ago, and then Sophie has been on these teams the last 2 years that have won a state title. So there's that part of it too. That's really cool that the Betzolds have been able to enjoy that basketball success. It doesn't compare to losing a son. That doesn't make everything fine because you win basketball games. Comparing that to losing a family member, especially a child. But I tell you what, more inspiring than the sports story end of it is how they have handled it and how they have gone on to help others. A scholarship in memory of Alex that they give out every year. This basketball court now, which hundreds of people enjoy, day in and day out, whether it's 100 degrees outside or 35 degrees outside, there's kids out there that are shooting hoops, and it's on a court that's named for Alex.
That's great. Now, you took us aside privately and said if they lose this weekend, you're going to disown the team.
I didn't say that.
I think that's, I did not say that. Like I said, you know, with these stories, you almost feel, well, man, they've got to win it all. Yeah. No, man, it doesn't matter to me. And I know it really matters. And I hope they win. And I'll cheer for them as loud as I can. But to me, they've already won, mm-hmm. you know, with how they've handled this whole thing.
Well, I hope they close the deal this weekend. That would be great. That'd be the ultimate way to end the fairy tale.
Yeah. It's a great story.
And a great way to honor him. That is really cool that they've kept it alive all this time.
Yeah.
And still just put his name on the roster. I love stories like that.
Yeah, and just, you know, this year when I went to the first game to see him play and I saw that patch and I went, oh my gosh, is there a tragedy that I'm unaware of? And we've had our share in Argyle these last 10 years. And talked to administrators and that's for Alex. And I went, wow, that is so cool that they're doing that 5 years later in what would have been his senior year. So, hey, root for him if you can. You know, again, if they don't win, they don't win. But they've won to an incredible level to get to the state tournament. Getting to the state tournament's an amazing accomplishment, and they've done that. And we'll see what happens in now San Antonio on Friday and Saturday. But congratulations to the Argyle Eagles and those kids who still carry Alex with them.
It's not in Austin, it's in San Antonio?
San Antonio, no. Oh,
when did they make that switch?
A couple years ago, they moved to the big house, guess for, well, you know, the Irwin Center's just not...
Yeah, it's kind of falling apart, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, you can get more people into the Alamo Dome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they expect big crowds there this weekend.
Wow.
And it'll be a pretty cool deal.
All right, report back to us next week.
Will do.